Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, but I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We'll try to keep this one brief, Larson. Hey, sure. Let's get this video up to 683 likes. Smash that like button.
Yes, please.
It helps the show immensely.
Subscribe while you're at it. Hit the notification thing, all notifications if you could. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's good too. Let's get right into the news.
Sure,
man.
Let's do that. So first...
Uh-oh, that's big news.
Luke Harper.
Oh, yeah, what's he doing?
Brody Lee. Apparently, we know where he's going if Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer himself, is to be believed, because he said in this week's newsletter, quote, Jonathan Huber.
Huber.
Luke Harper.
Huber.
Is expected to sign an AEW and debut on the March 18th edition in Rochester, New York. That's his hometown.
Oh, wow. I thought he was from the Deep South.
No, he couldn't do the Southern accent.
That's right. He can't do the Southern accent. What's his problem?
Meltzer continues, quote, he's expected to use his old ring name, Brody Lee. He could legally start as early as February 12th, that's in a couple weeks, but it's for the best debut in Rochester where it's guaranteed to get a big reaction.
Do the majority of people from Rochester know that he's from Rochester?
Maybe he's a local legend.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, probably
upstate New York.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool. Well, that's cool, man. I was kind of hoping he'd go to New Japan, but hey, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a new signing going to AEW. So many AEW talents have that written in their contract, then go to New Japan. Why not Brody Lee?
We might see Brody Lee at Triple Mania this August. I hope you guys put that on your calendars, man. Because...
give me Brody Lee versus Taurus.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That'd be awesome.
What if he is the exalted one? I just want him as Brody Lee.
Yeah, totally.
I just want him to be a normal dude. Can he just be a dude who wrestles really good?
Exactly. Apparently, Will Ospreay is going to AEW too. Not. However, in the newsletter, Meltzer mentions this, quote, Jericho tried to get Ospreay to take some AEW dates and do a program with him for the AEW title in the U.S. between Japan tours, which would have been amazing.
Yeah,
but
no kidding.
Ospreay is 100% loyal to New Japan right now.
Wow. Yeah, he just signed that big 5-year deal.
Yeah, man.
Will Ospreay did. What do they call him? The assassin of something?
Aerial assassin.
There you go.
Jericho really wants to kick down that forbidden door. He realizes there is money to be made.
You know, man, yeah, it's really smart to do that.
Yeah.
Because you want money. This is good news, potentially. AJ Styles injury update. AJ Styles took to his Mixer channel. If you want the most current AJ Styles news, watch his Mixer streams.
Yeah, he delivers all the latest and important AJ Styles updates.
And here is very important. Of course, he got injured during the Royal Rumble match. Tried to do a heck of a job selling that Edge spear. He did, but he also injured his shoulder in the process. We were all, oh my God, is he going to be out forever? Is it not going to be that long? Well, he confirmed here. While he confirmed that he did suffer a separated shoulder, he didn't expect to be out very long, and he expected to be back before Mania, saying, and this transcript is via our friendos over at Fightful, mm-hmm. quote, I'm not missing WrestleMania. I'll scratch and claw my way there. So, end quote.
AJ's going to be a Mania.
Yeah.
Meltzer says on Wrestling Observer Radio that, quote, Styles is optimistically 4 to 6 weeks away from recovery. So that would put him at the latest mid-March.
Yeah, when I looked at my telemophone to Google machine how long it takes to recover from a separated shoulder. That's the first little answer that comes up there.
4 to 6 weeks.
So that's cool. You know, that's good. I would have figured up like, well, it's got to be more for a wrestler because you're doing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you're landing on, you'd pinch a landing on that shoulder much higher, but I guess not.
But that's rad. That's awesome.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the nature of the tear of the soft tissue that connects collarbone to shoulder joint. The AC joint is what you separate.
Man, you got to start wearing like some little doctor's glasses if you're going to start talking like that, or put on a lab coat, or at least a stethoscope.
There you go.
Something like that. Because you, again, what did I say you could have been in the last one? A lawyer. You could have been maybe a doctor.
Yeah, I don't want to be at school that long.
You'd have terrible bedside manner.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news. You got plague.
Well, guess what? I'm up for my 20th hour here. So good luck to you.
Good luck to you. Oh, man. And then we've got this big news from WWE Corporate.
Came down the wire. Is that right? Came through the wire.
Variety.
The news wire.
The wire of Variety is reporting a huge shakeup went down at Titan Towers. This is bore on the floor stuff, man. Longtime executives George Barrios and Michelle Wilson have been forced out of their roles, last man standing, as co-presidents from the company's board of directors. So not only are they out as co-presidents, as the part of the board of directors, you're out.
Gone too.
Is it possible they try to stage a coup d'etat against
Bear
Vince?
Hug. Variety reports Frank A. Riddick III, who has been a WWE board member for 11 years, has been named interim chief financial officer, reporting to WWE chairman and CEO Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
WWE said it would begin a search for a permanent CFO and chief revenue officer. Vince commented on the change, saying, Steve, will you please?
I would like to thank George and Michelle for their 10-plus years of service and contributions to the organization.
I am grateful for all that was accomplished during their tenure.
But the board and I decided, a change was necessary, as we have different views on how best to achieve our strategic priorities moving forward.
I wonder what that entails. Like, their business model is pretty simple, man. Put wrestlers out there in the ring, and then they fight.
And they wrestle. Well, yeah. I guess in terms of strategic growth, in terms of making even more money. I mean, they have these huge TV deals that were both signed while Barrios and Wilson were under WWE's employ.
Yeah.
They seem to diversify their revenue streams. They just have they start a Twitch channel by all means.
You think we can get George or Michelle or both of them on here for a shoot interview?
That'd be great.
Can RF interview what's the name of that one dude?
Oh, Sean Oliver.
Good job. Is there any chance they're gonna do like a who's got a bigger dick on the board of directors?
I got three letters for you. NDA.
For their severance, yeah. I know. Exactly. So, I want to see them play the hoe bag game.
Wow.
Woo! The stories they could probably tell.
Oh, man.
The stories they could probably tell.
Incredible. Give it a few years. Maybe in a few years. Maybe one change, strategic change is coming, is WWE doing fewer house shows. The Observer is reporting that looks to be on the docket, at least in the near future. This is what Dave is reporting. Quote, there looks to be a major change in the house show business. With shows starting to lose money last quarter, plus them drawing less, the attendance decline has hurt the stock price and given the perception, accurately, by the way, that the brand's popularity is declining. They're cutting way back. Instead of two brands doing four shows per week, as has been the case for years.
Ooh, it's down to $62 now.
Oof. Bye. What is it that Kramer would say?
What's that? Yeah.
Jim Kramer?
Yeah. He'd hit a button that'd make a sound.
Yeah. Instead of two brands doing four shows per week, has been the case for years, house shows becoming more rare. There was a good amount of talent who had no idea about the cutback in house shows until they got their February booking sheets and saw how much it was cut down. While the top guys are making a lot of money these days, the rest of the crew will have their income affected by working so few, many
sucks.
Fewer dates. One noted there was a happy medium between four shows a week in TV and maybe two and two shows every other week, but it'll affect both pay and for the big stars will hurt their merch sales significantly. So many are unhappy about how this went down. Fightful listed the upcoming dates for February, March, and it looks like WWE is pretty much just doing Saturday, Sunday shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think one weekend per month they're doing co-branded super shows, mm-hmm. 2 days in a row. Everything else is a Raw or SmackDown show.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, man. Like you hear that less dates is the thing that they that people want because, you know, they get to see their families more or whatever. The
thing is, you're an independent contractor.
Yeah, no.
You get paid when you work.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't work, you don't get paid.
So what
but they got a downside guarantee based on number of dates done, though.
Yeah.
And if, like, I guess, I don't, I'm not a lawyer.
Yet.
Well past my.
Road to lawyer.
No way. Like if it's in their contract that the their downside guarantee is based on X number of dates, and I in like you know we've heard where WWE will extend people's contracts because they missed time and couldn't make those dates during the course of the contract. But if the inverse is true, if WWE doesn't run enough shows to fulfill those dates, I would hope the talent is not penalized. Like regardless, they would make their downside minimum.
And then you got to make sure you're understanding all the words there when you're crossing the I's really and needs to happen. The T's.
WWE needs to hire all their talent as employee. They get paid same. No matter what.
Yeah, I know.
You work 5 days a year, you make the same. You're working 5 days is 50.
You walk into WWE with that attitude, you're going to end up like Barrios and Michelle playing Born on the Floor.
They ain't going to let me through the door if that's my attitude. That's how you go to AEW.
Yeah.
But, man, like, I don't know. It's just one of those instances where somewhere up at Titan Towers make decision by the time the news and how it affects everybody gets down to the actual talent. It's ultimately, it's like, well, yeah, the company's losing money. House shows, got to cut house shows. I understand it's good health-wise for them, but bottom line, if you got, you know, like someone like No Way Jose who really needs those 4 dates to make a decent wage, you cut half his dates, that's going to be a bummer for him.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing. Look, I mean, look, everybody is their own person, and they all have their own. I mean, I'm sure maybe some of the roster is happy about this. Evidently, according to this, a lot of people aren't because it is affecting their payday. But the success of AEW is going to make it better for pretty much everybody, you know? Like they're like the Revival are being offered these ridiculous deals. And yeah. I know they're a special case because AEW really wants them. But, you know, Edge coming in and getting $3 million
per year.
Well,
you can't compare
year.
Edge's situation to some.
I'm not at all. But Edge never would have got that deal had it not been for AEW. Obviously. And so all the way down the bottom of the card, those guys' deals probably are going to be worth more when their contracts run out.
Maybe. I think, if WWE thinks you're going to be of value to the wrestling industry outside of WWE, then absolutely. But if there's a for example, Luke Harper, they could have kept him on till after Mania, apparently.
Yeah.
But they thought, okay, well, he's of no value to us. We don't think he's a needle mover outside of the company. Therefore, wait your 90 days and have at it. But people lower on the card where WWE may think their value as good hands, but doesn't think they would have value outside of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there's not a whole lot. There's maybe a little bit more leverage than they had in years past, but not a ton more because there not many places for them to work and make decent money outside of WWE.
It's probably like, you know, as good of a deal that Edge is getting. You know, I just think, look, there's more competition out there. Their deals should, in the long run, get better.
You would hope so.
And yeah, that sucks that that you know they're not happy and they're not going to be getting paid as much.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it sucks.
Does
the way
suck.
It is. I mean, YouTube CPMs were a lot better 2 years ago too. So
yeah,
you got to adapt. If you're an independent contractor, you got to adapt. Get on Cameo.
Well, yeah, but the issue with WWE talents, they're independent contractors who have to work exclusively for one company.
Well, isn't Mike Kanellis doing a speaking engagement?
Yeah, but he was doing them unpaid as long as he paid to get out there.
He's doing it for free.
He wasn't getting paid for anything. I know. He just pays travel.
That was a joke, I know.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Anyways, let's talk Wednesday Night Wars real quick before we wrap this up. Ratings are in. AEW won again. However, both shows down. Each around 50,000 viewers. AEW got themselves 828,000 viewers, 0.34 in that all-important 18 to 49 demographic. Again, about 50,000. NXT, 712,000, 0.22 in that coveted, all-important 18 to 49 demo. Last week, 769,000.
This is probably the first week when I kind of don't care anymore.
It seems pretty stable.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just there's no more wild fluctuations. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if for example, we mentioned this on the Patreon exclusive Who Won Wednesday, but if the rumor currently about Charlotte is that she may potentially be facing off against an NXT superstar that isn't Shayna Baszler at WrestleMania. And if that's the case, if Charlotte's going to be making some appearances in NXT, it'll be interesting kind of to see if that moves the needle at all. What both these companies will do to potentially try to make their situations better. I mean, AEW, you know, their situation is pretty darn good with that TV extension they got a little while back.
Yep.
But yeah, it just kind of feels like, yeah, this is okay. This is where they're at. This is what they're doing. This is where it's going. Let's see if they'll be able to build on it. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, like, you know, I don't see these numbers moving all that often.
No.
All that much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's still kind of interesting to look at. All right. Anyways, is that for the news brief?
That's it.
All right. Hey, be sure to follow us on the Instagram at Steve and Larson. Huge Big Red update. The police finally got back to me with a witness sketch. This is intriguing stuff. Anyways, thanks so much for tuning in. We definitely appreciate it. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.